Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. If it's your first time, or you've been coming here your whole life, we're so glad that you're worshiping here with us today. Today we have a special service led by our tripgoers from our last Jamaica mission trip, which is, you can find us by the giant bright t-shirts, and we'll be excited to share our stories with you soon. But first up, a few announcements.
Get this over with. Last Wednesday, a group of people from Gates Presbyterian prepared a meal for Bridge Home. That's a homeless shelter that's temporarily in place until permanent fix is in place later this summer. So I want to thank all those that donated food and those that helped prepare it and serve it. They were very, very appreciative of having a nice meal that day. So thank you.
Good morning. A few announcements this morning. First, I got a text message from Tom Ward letting all folks who are interested in the Guatemala mission team, they have changed their meeting from Wednesday to Monday. So tomorrow, the Guatemala team will be meeting here at 7 o'clock. And take a look at your bulletin. There are all sorts of great things happening here at GPC through the season of Lent. And a few I want to call your attention to. We are engaged in a book study series through the season of Lent using the book Waking Up White. We will have our first discussion on the 12th. Unrelated, congregational meeting is called for November 19th. We will be, for the single purpose of putting together the nominating committee, we'll also talk a little bit about upcoming sabbatical that I will be taking. Don't worry, not until 2018. We got a ways to go yet. And last announcement, if you've been worshiping with us just a few Sundays or maybe a while now, and you're wondering more about membership here at GPC, we will have a new member gathering on Sunday, the 26th, following worship.
While our seniors were in Jamaica, that's seniors in high school, there were a group of us who gathered together here and did some touch-up, and the trustees want to thank them for taking care of some of the high cobwebs, doing some painting, taking marks off the floors, polishing the floors, changing lights, lenses, and the rug for our wrap kids for their winter boots. We want to thank Al Wall, Bruce Taylor, Ed Coons, Kathy Coons, Bill DeSero, Buzz Ballman, Marty Ullman, Larry Wakeman, Roger Best, and Tom Ward for what they did last week.
Junior High Youth Group is meeting right after Sunday school today. We're going to Grease Ridge Mall and doing a scavenger hunt. So lunch is provided. Just stay after Sunday school, and we'll have a fun time and be back here around 3. And if you are thinking, well, I don't have Sunday school after church, come join us for second hour. Our Jamaica team's going to be sharing more about what we did with lots of pictures to share, and we hope that you can be there and share this time with us. Now let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship God in the season of Lent.
Thank you. Please stand if able and join me in the call to worship. God calls us beyond the gates of familiarity and comfort. Christ is our foundation on our path. We will proclaim our faith and seek direction along the way. Come, let us worship God.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Creator God, we confess that sometimes we would rather remain in the safety of uniformity than explore the beauty of diversity. We do not enter your gates with thanksgiving, but instead keep our gates latched by fear. We are renewed by your bread and your cup, but we forget to share that renewal with your people. Hear our prayers, O Lord. God opens wide the gates to grace and love. Take comfort knowing that the path of love is always open to us. We are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Now, will the children please come forward and join us up front?
Guys, so as you all know, we got a chance to go to Jamaica and visit our friends in Green Island Church and the basic school there. But you've all been coming to church here for a long time, right? And you know we do a lot of singing in church. Do you guys have any favorite church songs? What church songs do you guys learn in junior choir or sing as a big group? You like Jesus Loves Me? Yeah, you like that one? What do you like? Yeah, that's a good one. So at the church in Green Island Basic School, they do things a little differently, but they also do a lot of things the same way as we do. They all know and love Jesus Loves Me, and they even have two versions of it, but they have a very special song that they like to sing a lot. It's called Jesus Calls Me on the Telephone. It might sound a little weird, but it's a really cool song, and I like it when they sing it. They still worship God in the same way that we do. They like lots of joyful noise and clapping in their worship. And it's neat that we do the same thing back here, but with different songs and in different methods. All right, are you guys doing Sunday school today or sit with your families? I think you should sit with your family so you can see our cool PowerPoint presentation later. It's an excellent slideshow.
The first reading of the word is from Acts 3, verses 1 through 10. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A man lame from birth was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple, called the Beautiful Gate, so that he could ask them for alms for those entering at the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have to give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk. He entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit at the temple or ask for alms at the Beautiful Gate. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
Oh, Second reading comes from 1 Corinthians. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, the work of each builder will become visible, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each has done. If what has been built on the foundation survives, the builder will receive a reward. If the work is burned up, the builder will suffer loss. The builder will be saved, but only as through fire.
This year was my first trip to Jamaica, and thankfully, Beth's third and Mary's 14th, they kept us going. We had an amazing trip group this year. Sam Dykes, James Hart, Scott Lewis, and Ian Unson all went together to praise God, to learn from our Jamaican brothers and sisters, and to work together. Our theme this year was Open Wide the Gates, coming from Gates Presbyterian Church, then passing through the airport gates. We learned about the different gates in our lives, the ways that we can shut people out, the ways that we can open wide the gates of our hearts and come together. Biblical times, gates were where you connected with people. It's where the prophets went to tell people of God's amazing good news. It's where people went hoping to be healed, hoping that someone would come through that would help them. We had tried all sorts of new things this past week, had to open ourselves up to new experiences. And we got to reach out and connect with the members of the three churches in Jamaica that we work with. I'm so glad that I got to go with our youth. I got to see their new experiences and be right there with them. And I'm glad that they're ready to share with us the things that we built together over that week.
Morning. I'm Scott, for those who don't know. And so what we did over the past week of Jamaica is we went to the Green Island Church and we helped paint the walls of the sanctuary. We went through with these really awesome extension rulers that we got from Home Depot, I think. And we went up and down the walls, all over the ceiling, on the grates, got the little trim on the bottom. It was kind of underwhelming for me. On these past mission trips, I've experienced breaking down decks and rebuilding them. I've experienced feeding people who need it. This time, all we really seemed to do was just paint a wall. And it wasn't until I really thought of it about why what we were doing was actually important. At Green Island Church, firstly, there is very few members of the church itself, roughly about maybe 20 or so. And of those 20 people, two or three of them are men. Now, in Jamaica, work for the different genders are very different. So it is typically the men who are supposed to work, meaning in this case do all the painting, and the women are supposed to go and they cook the food and then serve it to the men. With just those three men, two of which were the only people he worked with, Barbie and Jackson, they're very nice people by the way, just seemed like it was way too much for them. When we came, we got a lot of work done with just, how many people? Seven plus two is nine, plus one more, Kimberly, because Kimberly actually helped too. I'll get to that. So with the ten, we did not even finish the entire church. We got the grand majority of it done. All the only part left was really the parts of the ceiling that I couldn't reach. And, I mean, we got a lot done. And by looking at what had to be done, there's no way that Barbie and Jackson could have gotten as much as we got done in that 1 week. It probably would have taken them a month or two, perhaps. We really helped out this church a lot. The grates were a little annoying to paint because the paint was sticky and we couldn't get it everywhere. And so, yeah. Kimberly, she was the pastor at Green Island Church. She was also a very nice lady. I had the pleasure of meeting her, talked to her, shook her hand. And she was actually the only woman who helped us paint the church. When we got there and we started painting, she came and helped us. And one of the other women there actually came up to her and asked, "What are you doing? Why? What are you doing?" She's only reason, because she wants to help. I really like Kimberly. I thought that she was a very nice person. And the fact that she was willing to help us despite all of the gender roles that Jamaica has put on their people, it really, I have no words to describe it. Overall, helping paint the sanctuary at Green Island Church, even though it didn't feel like I was doing anything super helpful, it really means a lot to the people in Jamaica. It's things like these that the Jamaica trip really means a lot to us. It means a lot to them, what we're doing for them. And honestly, I mean, obviously we're not going to stop doing it, and there's no reason why we should.
Over my winter break, I had the fantastic opportunity to travel with friends and leaders to serve our brothers in ministry. This week was full of adventure, service, new food, and fun. But the most striking part of the trip were the relationships that were formed. We traveled as people who had already been friends for years. We were all very comfortable around each other and enjoyed one another's company. But after the first long day, we sat down to meet as a group. We were all tired after a long day of travel, and I found myself antsy to turn in for the evening. This urge to finish the day and get to bed persisted over the next few evenings. But I soon found myself distracted from sleep by these people. Our service and the exploration of a new environment had created inside jokes and further bonding as a group that we had already had as a group of friends. Later in the week, I was excited for group, even though I was tired. I enjoyed so much furthering my relationships with these people I had known for years. But there were also members of our team who were previously unknown to me. In Jamaica, we met many people. We met Boom Blast, our lodging's nature expert, Brother Barbie, Green Island Church's caretaker, Jackson, another member of the church, and Lloyd, our excellent driver and guide. Interacting with these people taught me so much. I learned all about Jamaica, proper painting technique, and how to better understand people. While the accent barrier was challenging at times, I relished opportunities to learn about these people and how they aren't that different from us. My advice would be to ask lots of questions and to take it slowly.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sam Dix, for those of you who don't know. And while on the work project in Negril, Jamaica, I had experienced my own kind of church and faith revelation. On our first full day in Jamaica, we woke up somewhat bright and early to attend the church service at Green Island Church. And as we were driving up to the church, I was kind of taken back by the neighborhood around it. It was, the conditions of it were very shocking, and it was just kind of covered with overgrown trees, and half of the front doors I couldn't even find on the homes. But once we came up to the church and we turned the corner, it honestly looked like a palace. It was barely two stories high and only consisted of a few rooms, the biggest being the actual worship service. But still, it was the biggest building around for miles, and it doesn't even feel that big to us. And as the week went by and we continued to do the painting and the fence work for the church members, I began to feel how prideful they were with their church. And amazing to say, all the work is volunteer. They don't get paid for any of that, including the teachers. And after we kind of sat and talked with them during breaks and during lunch and stuff, after all their struggles and all the stories that they shared with us, they still had such happy, smiling faces. They were always so excited to see us every day. They constantly had this very bubbly, happy personality, always great to meet us and to see what we learned, and including the people at our village. They were always so happy to see us. And it honestly, it kind of felt like a slap in the face for every time I've whined about something I wanted but never got, you know. And in Green Island, I can really tell that church is their home. It's their pride and joy. When we go down there and help out every year, it must be such an exciting moment for them, because they know that something new, something is going to be renovated at their church. And while they constantly said that, you know, they're so happy for us to come down and help them, I feel like their happiness and their bubbly personality is really more rewarding to us than anything. And I'm kind of glad that I was able to experience Jamaica before I graduate and I get to go out into this world. So, thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ian Unson, and I'm a member of the Jamaica trip for this year. I often complain about not being tall enough. However, in this story I'm about to tell you, it actually worked towards my advantage. Both James and Scott, who throughout the week became known as tall men, were busy helping out in areas that I could only wish to reach through the use of a stepladder. And while standing around to be delegated to a job more on my level, Brother Barbie came into the worship area, pointed at me, and said, "Average male, come this way." I sprung into action, not knowing what job I had just been chosen for, but I was happy because he thought I was average. Turns out I had just been recruited to help the contractors build the fence around the school that Session had helped fund. The fence posts had already been dug and placed into positions, so all we had to do was go around, roll out the fence, and secure it to these fence posts. When I helped out the first roll, the contractors secured the top and bottom edges, so that way I couldn't screw up the rest. The sun was out and hot and beating down, but I was enjoying every moment of the work. One of the contractors pointed to me and brought me over and showed me this new tool and said, "Your turn." I kind of looked at it, grabbed it, started messing around with it, and after moving the tool around and nothing happening and the look of confusion growing on my face, the contractor decided that it would be a good idea to come over and properly show me how to use the tool. The tool was used to help tighten up the chain link on the fence, and after going through and showing me once, I then proceeded to help tighten the rest of the fence and repeated this process of tightening a fence and securing with nuts and bolts and wrenches and a whole bunch of other tools I really have not had the chance to use throughout my life. I was amazed at how quickly we began to get this entire fence put up and finished. It seemed that I had just been enjoying the work, and next second we had nearly the entire fence put up. This to me was just amazing, that the few of us together and the work that we put in were able to accomplish this feat. This fence will help prevent the children of the basic school from playing on the graveyard, out in the graveyard on the graves, which is a positive. And speaking of the playground itself, this fence will now allow the teachers to put up the swing without the fear of it being stolen. So it allows the children to have more leisurely activities to do out on their playground after we finish the fence. And it also prevents people from stealing some of the supplies that the teachers will have out there. And this fence will be able to just give that community a nice ease and comfort in that they are safe. The fence built safety for the community. And that's the kind of safety that I started to learn and gain from the group of people that I was working with. I felt united, like the chain links in the fence. And I felt safe from people on the outside, but not only did it protect from on the outside, because the chain link was an open fence, many times we spent playing with the kids through the fence. So it was able to protect from the outside while still allowing the passage of love and hope through the fence. And that is the experience and relationships that I absolutely adored to gain on this trip. Thank you.
Thank you. Friends, we gather together around this table, knowing that it is never just us here. We come as guests to share a holy meal, knowing that Jesus Christ is at the head and welcomes us all in. It's said they will come from east and west, from north and south, to share food together at this table. So know that whoever you are, wherever you're from, wherever you're going, everyone who wants a closer relationship with Jesus Christ is welcome to come forward and share in this meal. May the Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God, you are before all things and beyond all things. In the midst of all things and all peoples, you have made yourself known. In Israel's ancient laws and courageous prophets, in the stories of women and men finding their strength and struggling with their weakness, you have made yourself known. In Jesus of Nazareth, in his compassion for the outcast, forgiveness for the fallen, and hope for the poor and hungry, in his life poured out for others, you have made yourself known. For this, holy God, we give you thanks. So we join our voices with all those who seek you in every time and place, calling upon you with hope. Holy, 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 God our God, heaven and earth behold your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who knows the way of sin and death. Hosanna in the highest.
We greet Jesus Christ, the gateway of your light, the builder of your holy kingdom, as Jesus invited us all to the feast of hope. So come to us, holy God, in your love. Come to us, Spirit of love, and let the bread and the wine before us unite us in your one body of peace. Nourish us in your brokenness. Renew us with your grace so that we may take root in your hope and bear fruit in your world. We give thanks for Jesus Christ, our Savior and our light. As we remember his life and death, we share together the prayer that Christ taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Friends, today we remember the night when Jesus was to be arrested. Knowing what was to come, he still loved his disciples until the end. And so, as they sat around the Passover table together, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and shared it among his disciples. Jesus told them, "This is my body, broken for you. This is bread that will make you whole. Something ordinary, just like you, that becomes holy and transformed with God's grace. Forever after, do this in remembrance of me." God knows we cannot live by bread alone. So in the same way, after supper, Christ took the cup and poured it out, so that everyone could see how wonderful it was. After giving thanks, he shared it among his disciples, saying, "Take and drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul tells us that every time we eat this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim Christ's saving death and resurrection until he comes again. Friends, there is enough for everyone. Let us celebrate Christ's meal together. friends, this is the bread of life. Eat this and know God's love. Friends, this is the cup of salvation. Drink this and know that God is good.
Please join me in the prayer after communion. Loving God, you created us to live out your good news to the world. May this holy meal remind you that we are all great guests at your table, and give us the grace to welcome others. Help us to show kindness, to love your children. Amen.
The moment we wake up to when we go to bed at night, everything we have is a gift from God. Let us give back with thanksgiving. Get to celebrate our blessings and praise God through our offerings.
We breathe in one to the force of the change in the seasons, one to the mother from which all things come, one to the daughters and one to the sons, one to the father who helps us believe that nothing's ever gonna harm you, seeing one to the soldier who walks city swamps, and one to the soldier who fights over seasons, one to the man who gets down on his knees and prays for guidance and protection, reason to the east, to the west, to the north. One to the culture from the time when it began, one to destruction, one to birth, one to the people who still fight for the earth, one to the people who suffer for their needs, and one to the rebels who love rocking to the beats, and one to the healer who fights a disease, and one to the Lorax who speaks for the trees. There's no amount of money and no amount of man can bring back to life what's gone when it's done, and one to the people who rise with the sun, and one to the people who sleep when it's done. To the east, to the west. Life is too short to make just one decision. Music's too large for just one station. Love is too big for just one nation. And God is too big for just one religion. One to the practice of being in the flow. And one to the tears of the things we let go. And one to the moment we live in right now. And one to the east, west, north, and south. To the east, to the west.
To the east, to the west.
To the north and south. To the east, to the west, one love, people never gonna stop.
Never gonna stop.
To the east, to the west.
To the east, to the west.
To the north and south.
To the north and south.
To the east, to the west, one love, people never gonna stop. Sing.
This whole thing seems upside down, but the whole wide world keeps turning around.
Never gonna
stop. Whole thing seems upside down, but the whole wide world keeps turning around. Whole thing seems upside down, but the whole wide world keeps
Blessed Father, through meeting new people, we meet you. In sharing our money and time, we receive the blessings of your kingdom. Use these gifts towards your holy work of building peace, justice, and service in the world. Amen.
Now go out into the world with grace. Love God and serve your neighbor, no matter how near or far away they are. Be open to God's blessings in your lives. Just know that the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, will be with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.